NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at NIPSCO.com/alerts. Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Hey, good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. We're here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And this is an exciting weekend coming up here. Right, Jose?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
your name
excited.
Is perfect for this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you every place you go this weekend, they're going to give you free drinks.
I'm hoping to abuse my name, I guess.
Are you gonna get a work shirt like from a garage or something? You know how they have Joe or something on there. They're working at the standard station. I don't think there's any standard stations left anymore. But it'll say Jose. And then you know what they'll say? Come and get a drink.
I'm
gonna change my name to Nico Jose.
Nico Jose?
Yeah, I think that'd go well.
His last name too.
So what's up?
Oh, nothing much. I'm here sitting in again on the great Chef Nick's Let's Eat.
Yeah, because we have a lot to eat.
We have a plethora to eat over here.
Yeah, it was good because I cooked all morning, and believe it or not, I didn't even eat a boiled egg. So when I came in, it's like...
I just had my breakfast shake.
When Marcella came in, I'm like, gave me something to eat. Now, I had to stay away a little bit from that sangria, but it's all good. Now, if people go online to lakeshorepublicradio.org,
yep,
they can see
streaming.
We're streaming right now.
Live right now.
And then we also have on our Facebook, we'll have pictures of the two beautiful ladies that are here with us and the food. I'm underneath the table, getting all I can. I don't want to be in the picture.
Just the scraps off the
floor. Yeah, the scraps off the floor. Anything that falls is mine. And they can see how everything, all the beautiful food that came from my little ranch.
Oh, man. I have to say, it is out there right now. And I did not expect the tequila or at least the tequila bottle, I think.
Yeah. I don't see a worm in there, so it might not be.
That means it's safe for radio.
Oh, no. No, but yeah, they brought in a big spread, and now it's all devoured. Just devoured. Yeah. But, remember, people out there in radio land, you need to call in. And people are calling right now, and we'll be taking your calls probably in a few moments. Call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And today, for Cinco de Mayo, we're going to have gift cards from My Little Ranch and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield, and My Little Ranch is from Lowe.
And I got to say, we're not even started yet, and the phones are already blowing up.
I know.
I'm going to get there. Don't you worry. But
I feel like it's almost Christmas time or something.
People are excited for the weekend.
Oh, I got chills in my body. And it wasn't even the sangria, because I only took one little sip.
One little sip?
Yeah.
I don't know. That cup's pretty empty over there. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because, I do have to drive back to the restaurant.
That is true.
So we're going to travel down south to
My little
ranch.
You ready to go?
Are you going to? Yeah, let's get going.
All right. Do you want to drive this time? I know.
Well, we're not driving.
Or... By horseback driving.
Yeah, we're gonna take the horse and buggy today.
All right.
Well, you put a donkey on the front of that thing.
He's up there. Yeah.
You did that on purpose so we can drink our tequila a little slower as we went there.
A little bit. Enjoy the nature.
Yeah.
Well,
you take.
Let's go. Let's go.
You take the reins over. Oh, it's dusty out here, man. This desert out here in Northwest Indiana by the dunes.
It's really hot.
I parched.
Me too. I'm thirsty.
I know.
Wait. You hear that? I hear music inside.
I do too. Maybe it's for Cinco de Mayo.
Let's hope. Let's go in.
Let's go in.
There it is. All right.
So we have today in the studio, we have Marcella and her friend Valerie, which is a first-time customer, joining us here. from My Little Ranch. Thanks for letting us in your cantina here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, my pleasure. Believe me, with all the stuff you brought, I mean, I'm indebted to you. So we have Marcella. Marcella, why don't you give us your full name?
It's Marcella Udabe.
Okay. And where are you from?
I'm original from Bull Island, Illinois.
Okay. And who'd you bring with you?
I brought one of my regular customers. She's been with me for about 4 years.
And go ahead. Speak up, Valerie.
Hi, my name's Valerie, and we've been there since day one, my husband and I, since they opened the doors, and we love it. It's literally 5 minutes from our home, and it's an awesome place to go and have a few cocktails and get some good food.
So you started going there from the time you guys opened up about 4 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. And you live close by, and what makes it convenient is you can have some of these great drinks here.
Absolutely.
And walk home.
A little far to walk, but the hubby takes it easy, and he lets me tie one on once in a while.
So, Marcella, tell me, have you always worked in the restaurant business?
Yes, since I was 13 years old.
You sound like me, because I started working in the restaurant business when I was 11 years old. And it's like something I've always done. So when you first started, what did you do?
I started as a bus girl for about 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Then I became a server.
Then you became a server. How did you like doing that?
At first, it was kind of hard, but then I got used to it, and now I love working around customers, people.
And what's your title there?
I'm the manager.
The manager? So you're moseying around with all the people and stuff like that?
Yeah, but I kind of bartend, serve, do a little bit of everything.
So tell us a little history about the business.
Original, we started 25 years ago. It's called Mi Ranchito.
Mm-hmm. Which means?
In my little ranch in English, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Then,
Wait, let me see if I can say it. Mi Ranchito. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Did I sound a little suave
there?
Nice and
suave.
A little bit, yeah.
See?
Then he was so busy, he had to open up a bigger one.
Okay.
Then he came back to a little...
So he shut down the first one?
Yeah, he shut down the first one. He kept it. He kind of rented it out. Didn't work out. Then 4 years ago, he came back to the original one.
Uh-huh.
But this time, he came back with smoking and no kids.
Okay. So it's more of a... Got a little more bar atmosphere.
Yes, it's an adult environment.
Okay.
So far, so good. We've been doing pretty good.
So, Jose, you got somebody on the line?
Yeah, we already have. Yeah, we had three. I feel bad. Call back because I'm taking calls right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, right now we have Gwen from Cedar Lake with us.
Hi, Gwen.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
So you're going to get ready for this big Cinco de Mayo weekend?
Absolutely.
That's right. So have you ever been to My Little Ranch?
Absolutely. We were there to see Marty last night, and we had the taco ranchero, and it was fabulous. And she's just a real sweet kid.
So what is your go-to item? I mean, do you go there often?
I would say on average about once a month.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So what do you like to get there?
The chips and salsa are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Taco El Pastor is fabulous. I mean, it's all good. There isn't anything there that I have had and tried that I wasn't happy with.
So drinks. Do you ever get any drinks?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So what has Marcella made for you?
Oh, we've had their El Presidente margaritas. We like the Modelo beer. That's pretty much about it.
Wow. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and send you a gift card to My Little Ranch and one to Chef Nick's Eatery.
Okay.
And you get a couple nights out on us.
That's sweet.
Well, thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gwen.
Remember.
Hey, Marty.
Thank you. Thanks, Gwen.
See you soon.
See you.
769-9577, 769-9577. So everyone likes to call you Marie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
And, you know, in my problem was I did the promo, I said Maria. So I apologize. Everyone out there, I apologize for that. So
okay.
It's like my ears don't hear right sometimes. So Marie, why don't you give us an idea, what is the atmosphere in there?
Well, first of all, we don't have kids in there. So we try to give our customers a little bit of... keep the kids at home, come and enjoy a nice night, have a couple of drinks, enjoy yourself, Then you go home and you have stress with your kids. So we try to take a little bit of stress away from you guys.
So pretty much when you go in, you have the typical like Mexican music playing. Is it?
Yeah, we have Mexican music playing. We have country music playing. Mm-hmm. I try to make them feel at home.
Like the seating, how many people are you seating there?
In the bar section's 13 bar stools. We have 6 tables.
Okay.
And then the dining room, there's about 21 tables.
Okay, so you sit probably around 60, 70 people?
About that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a pretty good size.
Yeah.
So do you, since you're kind of geared towards adult theme, I mean, meaning like you don't want anyone under 21 there and yes. things like that. What are your hours?
My hours are, we open up at 11 in the morning.
Okay.
It's between 8:30 and 9:30.
Okay.
So it's not really a bar.
Right.
It's more of a, I tell everybody, a classic bar. You know, you uh-huh. come in here, you enjoy yourself. There's no fights there. There's no.
No.
Yeah. So it's a nice place to go and have a couple of drinks.
Yeah. Jose. Who do we have?
All right, we have Rochelle from Cedar Lake.
Hey, Rochelle, how are you?
Okay.
So Go ahead. I was going to say, what's your question?
I was saying that I usually have the same thing when I come, and I'm looking for a recommendation for something new and that I haven't tried. I'm usually a taco burrito person. I'm not very adventuresome.
If you came in the studio today... And you've seen what we had. You got to go online and look at this, okay? And you've seen the food we had. There's no reason for you not to find some other thing than just the tacos. There's this, it was amazing. You know, I'm going to recommend an item, Marcella.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to recommend the first thing I tried was the pork. Tell her what the pork was.
The pork special is chunks of pork with.
Well, now she's saying it just too simply. It's pork butt that it must have been roasted tenderly for hours. It is so tender. Go ahead, Marcella. Tell them the rest.
It comes with bacon, tomatoes, bell pepper, poblano peppers, and then it has red potatoes and rice and beans. That's one of our best dishes that we have there.
Okay.
So you got all that one? Because next time you go in, that's what you got to get.
Come to Lowell.
Huh?
I'm thinking about driving past Cedar Lake and coming to Lowell.
Did that talk you into it?
Yeah, I might get the husband and see what and come down.
You know, don't give him a choice. Just go. Go. It's Cinco de Mayo. Follow your heart. We're going to do? We're going to send you a gift card out. You'll receive it in about a week or two from My Little Ranch out of Lowell. And I'm going to send you a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. And then you and your husband can have a couple of days out on us.
Okay. And I'm not going to be mean, but it's Lowell.
What?
You're saying, I don't know what it is. But
didn't I say Lowell?
Lowell? I don't know what you've been saying, but I'm just like, it's turning my stomach like.
Oh, Lowell?
Like people say.
It's Lowell.
Hebron and stuff.
Oh, well, maybe it's just my Greek accent.
Okay.
A Midwestern accent. Yeah.
But anyways, it's My Little Ranch in Lowell.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go, folks. Call 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from My Little Ranch out of Lowell, Indiana, and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. Let me ask you this, Marcella. Can you tell us a little bit about the Cinco de Mayo? Why do we celebrate this on May the 5th?
Well, I know that on 1862, it was a battle between Mexico and France. I guess Mexico beat their
And you know what? The whole thing about that, I think the Mexicans were really outnumbered. So something like really 5-1 or something like that. They were really outnumbered, and the Mexicans held their. Were you there?
I was not there.
Jose, what nationality are you?
Mexican and Puerto Rican.
Okay. So you might have had somebody like battling then.
Maybe an ancestor.
I mean, probably had an ancestor in the horse that went over to Turkey and jumped out of the Trojan War or something like that, I'm sure.
Oh, that's way back. Like, what is that, 16th century or something?
Yeah. I maybe that did happen. I'm not sure. Let me ask you this. What is your biggest seller there?
My biggest seller are the Cadillac margaritas.
She makes a lot of noise when she makes those too.
Why you make a lot of noise when you make that?
Blender.
Oh.
Well, those are the frozen ones. That's my biggest seller, the Cadillacs. And now that I started making, there's a drink called Strawberry Shortcake.
Uh-huh.
I invented that drink, and that's a big seller. It's strawberry piña colada and whipped vodka.
Sounds good. Now, how about food-wise?
Food-wise,
I mean, is tacos like the number one thing all the time?
It is, but a lot of customers like the chef special. That's something that
you brought that in, didn't you?
I came up with.
Okay.
And it's very good. It's steak, bacon, chile poblano, rice, and sliced avocado.
Mm.
A lot of people started putting in shrimp.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the biggest dishes we sell right now, and the steak fajitas and chicken fajitas.
Well, I will have to say, Jose, wasn't all the meat and everything really tender?
I've had the steak and then the chicken, and even the shrimp was very well made. Because
I tend to, when I go eat at a Mexican restaurant, I tend to steer away from the steak because a lot of times the steak is tough. Very, very tough.
I agree.
Yeah, and I rarely see anything with pork. Maybe I just don't tune into that. So I usually, a lot of times, I go with the traditional, like chicken fajita or just a beef taco.
Now, do you guys have any, I guess, more traditional like food there, like menudo or
We do pozole? Have menudo. We have menudo.
Isn't it a singing group?
What? Years
technically,
ago.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just wondering if they were there playing.
I don't know if it's spelled the same. I don't know.
No, it is spelled the same. Yeah, just the menudo. Our menudo don't sing. tamales. We make our own homemade tamales.
Oh, wow. My wife loves tamales.
Yeah. And the sauces that we have, we make our own sauces.
Now, the sour cream, do you guys make that as well? Or
no, we don't get the cow and we. No.
Okay.
So, Valerie, what's your one year, since you're a lifetime customer there, what do you like to go for?
I go for the beer.
How about entrees?
No, actually, my husband likes the specialty tacos, which
we invented those.
She kind of, you know, made that up too, but he loves those. And I like the chicken burritos myself.
Yeah, what's the specialty tacos?
The specialty tacos, it's steak, bacon, chorizo, grilled onions, cilantro, a red sauce, and a green sauce.
And that's the specialty tacos?
Those are called specialty tacos, yeah. Ooh, those, we have good. Them. Mi Ranchito don't do them.
Mm-hmm.
We have them. I think it's because they're so busy, and these are a lot time-consuming.
Folks, call in and get a gift card from My Little Ranch out of Lowell.
219-769-9577.
And also a gift card from Chef Nick Seedery out of Winfield.
Couple nights out.
Yeah, with no problem.
Now, you said your specialty taco has chorizo?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of places I go to, and I know chorizo like gets really greasy. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, do you guys like wrap it in plastic, or do you not use as much?
No, we just use a little bit of it.
Just a little? Okay, that's perfect. I love when I like add it to like my tostadas or something.
But what you do, you got to kind of get a little bit crispier, a little bit more well done.
Okay.
And it won't be that greasy.
So we were talking before how they got My Ranchito, and then your place is the same owner in the same town. How does that work for you?
It's a lot of competition.
Just between you two?
Between both of us, but...
you and the owner go out there and just box it up?
No, you know, he lets me do a little bit of my thing, and so far, so good. I've been there for 4 years. I try to do a little bit of different things for my customers, like different dishes, different drinks. I have more time to do it for them, while Mi Ranchito's more busier. But it's the same owner, just two different environments.
I see. And when you say he does a lot more volume.
Yeah, he does.
But he probably doesn't do the drinks and stuff like you do.
No, I think I do.
You guys
more...
are a little bit different concept in a way.
Yeah,
So let me ask you, do you do seafood items other than shrimp?
We have fish. We have codfish with a special sauce we make. During Lent time, we have red snapper, the whole fish.
So you were doing whole broiled red snapper. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. I know snapper's pretty expensive, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you do seasonal items? Do you click into some seasonal items? Is that happening in the Mexican restaurant? I mean, do you?
No, we just, the season that we have is just whatever the guys have in the back, like.
No, but I mean, it's like during Christmas, do you alter a little?
Oh, she does corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, do you do the corned beef? So you switch up.
Oh, yeah, it's very good, too.
Yeah, for St. Patty's Day, I do the corned beef and cabbage.
Okay.
That's a big hit for us.
Okay.
other than that, I mean, I have. We make our own chicken fingers.
Right. I mean, but during Lent, you push a little bit more on the seafood and things like that. Now, empanadas, which are really one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. It's maybe because I can pick them up in my hands and just eat them one at a time. You guys make empanadas?
No, we don't make those.
Now, do they make them at the other place?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Kind of hard, aren't they?
Yeah, they're hard to make. They're almost like as hard as making tamales.
Or like making pierogies or something like that. Mm-hmm. So the tamales you make, you sell a lot of tamales?
Yeah.
Now, are they? Can you tell me what's inside of a tamale?
Tamales is like shredded pork,
uh-huh.
And then it's in a husk.
Okay.
And then it takes about 4 to 5 hours to make those.
And why does it take so long? I mean,
Because you have to, you know, first you got to prepare everything, and then you put them in the water, and mm-hmm. you let it boil until they're ready to.
But you don't eat that husk on the outside.
No.
Yeah, it's just whatever's inside. Mm-hmm. Is somebody on the line want a tamale?
Let's ask her. We have Kathy from Goodland right now. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Kathy, where's Goodland at?
It's about 35 miles from Lowell.
From Lowell? Is that on the Indiana side?
Yes.
Oh, I never heard of that. What town is it by?
Kentland, Indiana.
Oh, Valerie's shaking her head. Yeah, I know where that's at. So you travel up this way for some restaurants and things like that? Is there not, or is there?
Our main one is to go to the Little Ranch.
The Little Ranch. So, do you have a question for Marcella?
We just love her. She is the best.
Do you find that she's like out there with the customers a lot? I mean, is she visual all the time?
Oh yeah, yeah. She's quick. She loves to have conversations. She just isn't there just to be there. She is there for the people, her business, and she runs it very, very well.
Thank you.
So when you go up there, I mean, what do you usually get? What's your favorite item?
The pork nacho.
Oh, you didn't.
Ooh, that sounds really good, actually.
Is that made with the same pork butt and everything like that?
Yes.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Can you describe that for us?
Yeah, it's their tortilla chips. It's a layer of the tortilla chips. And refried beans on top of it, and then their pork, which is so tender it just melts in your mouth.
You're right about that.
And then it's topped with their white cheese, and it's just awesome. Their salsa is awesome.
So when you go there, that's your meal.
Yeah, we order that almost that in the tacos. That's the only two things that we order.
Now, would you go there for any drinks?
Yes.
And what do you like? Is there a variety of beverages?
The Cadillac margaritas are killer.
Mm-hmm.
We personally do vodka
uh-huh.
and lemonade.
Vodka and soda.
Yeah.
But we have, on occasion, we have the margaritas, the Cadillac margaritas.
You enjoy the atmosphere in there?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the decor is just awesome.
Well, we're going to give you a gift card to make you go up there again, maybe even sooner. To My Little Ranch out of Lowell, Indiana, and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield, which is a little bit further, but maybe you'll take a trip one day.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks for calling in, and we hope to hear from you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
So, Marcella, what one herb or spice is used like a lot in that restaurant? What do you go through the most? What do you feel like you use a lot of?
And not like a secret ingredient, like something that share.
I think our dishes, like I told my guys in the kitchen, I think they give it a lot of love, how they cook the food.
Because
even though somebody else will make the same dish, it doesn't taste the same.
Mm. So do you use a lot of cilantro?
No, we only use salt and garlic.
Really? How about like oregano, Mexican oregano?
No, only for menudo.
I mean, us Greeks, we put like oregano in our cereal. And we did.
No,
I mean,
we don't.
Cereal.
So how about, she was talking about your salsas and your sauces. Do you make all that?
Yeah, we make our own sauces daily.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of customers like spicier, so I started making my own sauce.
So, folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Marcella's here from My Little Ranch. She's got her friend Valerie. We got Jose sitting here in the captain chair, and I'm Chef Nick, and we're hoping that you call in and ask a question. You know what? You can get a gift card from both places.
Mm-hmm.
So you have how many levels of like sauces, like when you're talking like salsa or you have a like a mild one?
We have the mild one, the one we usually give out for the chips.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a green one that's a little bit spicy.
Now, what's a green one made out of?
Yeah, that's made out of tomatillos and tomatoes. So tomatillos and peppers.
Okay, and tomatillos are what, green tomatoes?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of pepper do you use in that?
The jalapeno peppers.
Okay.
And then I make my own sauce, but mine is with the jalapenos. They're called tree peppers mm-hmm. and tomatoes. So now, it's a little bit spicier.
I like that one. Mm. That's not, the one.
I might have heard incorrectly, but I heard once someone asked for a bit more spice. Do you use habanero at all?
Well, we used to until I started making my own sauce.
Oh, okay.
Then I asked them if they want my sauce, and they like mine better than
more flavorful.
Well, yours feels taste and has a texture of more like a relish almost. It's you
maybe,
know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Because of the the
right. It's
the
got
red peppers.
It's got more of a, it's not like got the tomato-y.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I found that very interesting. I put it on my pork taco I had there. Mm-hmm. And I have to say again that pork was
very
delicious.
Tender.
Oh, it was just delicious.
I
mean,
that's
all
the
dishes.
Time I tried it.
You know what, Marcella, tell us to, and folks, you need to go online and look at these dishes. They were just beautiful. But tell us what you brought in today.
Today I brought in the pork special. I brought the chicken fajitas and the chef special with steak and shrimp.
And you have what?
The rice and beans.
Right. Now, do you do your own beans?
Yes, we make our own beans.
Wow. Let me tell you something interesting. In Maryville High School, I was the first guy to ever take home economics in seventh grade in like 1975. And the first dish I ever made was refried beans. And for a Greek guy that worked in a coffee shop, it was like, what are we making here? And now I just love refried beans.
Yeah. No, they're good.
What kind of beans you use?
Pinto beans.
Okay. Now, you do like a canned pinto bean?
No.
Boil them?
We do not use any cans.
Oh,
no.
My God.
No. What we do, they grab a big pot, they put the water.
That's amazing. I just want to say right now, that's amazing. That's a lot of extra work, mm-hmm. you know, to make the refried beans because, I mean, the next easiest step is to get the beans in
the cans,
right?
Yeah.
And then the next easiest step is to have it all bought ground up, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah. You guys actually do it?
Yeah.
So what, you put the bean? What kind of beans do you use?
Pinto beans.
And you just, do you soak them overnight first?
No, they boil them in uh-huh. They boil them there for about 4 hours.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Then they take some of the water out. Then they grab this machine and just smashes it
like automatically. Oh, wow.
That's how they are.
Now, is there any like spices added anywhere in that process before like the end result? Like
yeah, they put like teeth of garlic. Salt.
Okay, so
with the
water. It's almost like
and onions.
Oh, and then does that soak in?
That
like,
soaks
while?
In everything. Yeah.
Oh wow.
And then after that, they take off like the onions and the garlic, and they just smash everything.
So, folks, 769-9577. We want to hear from you.
Now,
avocados. I was looking over my notes and looking at the food, but avocados. You go through how many avocados? How many cases you think a week?
A week. Probably about between 4 to 5 cases.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
They're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap.
Mm-mm. And we make them. I mean, in the morning, the guys come in, they peel them, they smash them, they put whatever they have to put on there, and then we just start.
Okay, so who do you get? Can I ask you who you get the avocados in from?
We get the avocados from a place called Blue Island
uh-huh.
from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Original, my brother-in-law, the owner, we used to work in a restaurant in Blue Island.
Okay, yeah.
So he knew them, so he started bringing them to Lowe.
So the thing with avocados, it's kind of tricky.
Yes.
So if they bring them in and they're rock hard, you can tell me I'm wrong, Marcella, but I don't care what brown paper bag you put it in. It ain't going to get soft the next day. I tried it. It's like if they come in rock hard and you need them right away, there's a problem.
You can't do nothing with them.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then if they come in way too mushy, then sometimes they have the brown spots in it.
Mm-hmm.
So this vendor here times it just right for you guys. I mean, is he pretty good about how?
Yeah, we own mostly all the time. They're real.
So what do you look for a nice ripe avocado for those ladies that are standing in the Aldi's produce section?
You gotta grab it and you gotta just touch it and make sure they're not too smushy or they're too hard.
Okay. Now, how about the color outside? Does that have anything to do? And we're gonna spend a little time on avocados because they're so popular.
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta make sure it's not green green. They have to be like in a brownish color.
Uh huh.
And not they can't be that soft.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be medium.
So let me ask you, what happens? It's Monday morning. You get your order of avocados that came in, and they're like green, green, and you have no more in the house. What do you guys do? Do you run to the store?
Yes, we have to go to the store.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't have a special secret for us. That's what I was trying to get at.
No, there isn't. I mean, there's nothing you can do with it. You got to just go.
So if the avocado is too green, it's too green. Uh-huh. And if it's too brown, is there anything you can do with the avocado if it's too brown?
No, because it's just brown and then you can now. I mean, it tastes good, but just by looking at it.
Yeah, it makes it look gray.
Yeah, when you fill it too, like I feel like if it's overly ripe or too smushy, like you press it a little bit and then it'll keep that shape. Like it doesn't like
bounce back a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, so when I get avocados, I get them in and I get them rock hard because I try to time it. But I go to a store and get them. Mm-hmm. And once, like you said, I usually the skin turns a little browner. Uh-huh. And when you grab it, it gets a little soft, but not too soft. And then when I put it in a refrigerator, it actually lasts for a good week.
Yeah, it does.
But this is what my experience is with avocados. But if I put it in too soon into the refrigerator, I can never get it to ripen correctly. And I start to get sometimes these brown streaks in the middle of it when I go too soon.
But you know, when you cut the avocado, you should always leave the little, I don't know what you call it. It's like a little black thing.
The stem?
The stem. And that will help keep the avocado not turning brown.
Oh,
yeah.
I learned that a couple of months ago.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing with the avocado is, you know, people that make guacamole, it's an expensive, it can become an expensive thing because it's so perishable that you're lucky to get a second day on it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us, can you give us like, how do you make a guac? How do you guys do it?
Well, I mean,
just a simple. You don't have to give us a secret.
You have to put a little bit of lime juice.
That's what we do.
Squeeze one or two limes on there, and that will help it not turn black.
So you just pretty much squish it and just put lime juice on it, and nothing else.
Nothing else.
Okay.
You don't cut like tomatoes or anything else.
Yeah, you do after, like at the restaurant. That's what we do. They'll do the guacamole, and then when customers order it, they'll put the onions and the tomatoes.
Oh, okay. So they do it like table side, basically. Folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from My Little Ranch and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. We only got like 20 minutes left. It's already flown by. So
that went by really fast.
Time's going by. And when all the time goes by, Jose, we're going to go eat some more. I'm sorry to say that, folks. You know what?
No leftovers today.
Jose, when I go to a Mexican restaurant, the one thing I really, really like is the rice. You know, and it seems so just simple. It doesn't have like a bunch of stuff in it or garbanzo beans. Mm-hmm. It's just, what kind of rice grain do you guys use? Do you guys just use a regular white rice?
Long stem.
Long grain rice, like an Uncle Ben's or something like that?
Yeah.
And do you do anything? It looks like just a regular like tomato
like
sauce.
A chicken broth or
anything like that in there?
They put a little bit on. What they do, they put oil and then they cook it until it gets brown.
Okay.
And then they take the oil out. Then they put the tomato sauce on there with garlic and salt. And then they just let it boil.
Okay. Mm. Oh, you know what? My mother kind of does that with the rice dish that she makes, too. She kind of adds it in the middle. But I just love the rice.
So it can absorb, like, a lot of that flavor, too.
I just love the rice. Mm-hmm. Now, you fry your own chips?
Yeah, we do our own chips.
Your own chips. Now, do you do bakery items, desserts? Do you do anything like that?
Yeah, we have fried ice cream.
Okay.
It's ice cream with cereal, and we do deep fry it into the oil.
Okay, let me ask you now: How's that possible?
You just gotta dip it in, dip it out.
That quick.
That quick.
And what kind of cereal you use on it?
Just a regular cereal, but I think what gives it the flavor is everything you put in the oil, the fish, the French fries. Everything. I think that's what gives it the flavor.
So, now, when you get that, now is that a pretty large ball of ice cream?
Yeah, it's a pretty good
size. So you just use a vanilla ice cream?
Yeah.
And what, you just dip it out, form it, roll it in the...
No, we make the balls, the little balls of ice cream. Then they put the cereal. Then when you deep fry it, you take it out. Then they put strawberry or chocolate.
Okay.
And then the whipped cream on top.
How about flan?
flan, it takes about 5 hours to make.
Do you guys make flan?
We make flans too.
So do you make the caramel sauce for it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us how you make it? Because I'm terrible at it.
I have no idea. That I don't know.
You don't know?
No, my cooks are the ones that do that. I see them do it, but I don't know.
I've made caramel sauce, you know, and I just have a problem making. I never get it done right.
What's like the bare bones of caramel sauce?
Because it's pretty much the way I was made it is you take sugar.
Yeah, you
make. And you put it in a pan and you brown it. And when you cook the sugar in a pan, it starts to loosen up. And it gets a little bit brown. Now, I was taught to put a little butter in there with it. And I was also taught to drop a little cream in there. But there's other people that make it, and they don't put nothing in there but that's where I'm confused on the flan.
Yeah, I've never seen them
do it. On the caramel sauce.
I should go see how they do it.
But, folks, I guess if you're making flan, I mean, you can probably buy caramel sauce at the store and put it at the bottom of the dish, put the flan in there, bake
that's
it.
Cheating.
I know. And, what I'm finding out is you guys don't cheat at my little ranch at all.
We don't cheat at all. We do everything from scratch.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. We got about 15 minutes left of the show. If you want to get a gift card from My Little Ranch out of Lowell and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield, we have them here for you. You're sitting here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. It's me and Jose.
Yep, just hanging out. Yeah. So I was kind of busy, like when you guys were talking about the alcohol portion of.
Oh, I see. The younger guys always go.
Yeah, the younger one, right?
We're towards the end of the show, so you know what I'm gonna have is this sangria.
So, you said the Cadillac margarita. Now, do you use like a house tequila or is it like some sort?
We have three different kind of margaritas. We have the regular margaritas. That's a house tequila.
Okay.
With triple sec.
Mm.
Then we go to the golden one that's with a Jose Cuervo and Grand Marnier.
Okay.
And then we have the Cadillacs. Now, the Cadillacs, you can have it with 1800, or you can upgrade it with either Patron, Cazadores.
Cazadores is my.
Is it really?
My tequila.
Well, you know what? That's mine too. Yeah.
You know what? You know, Jose? You probably like the worm.
No, that's not tequila, that's mezcal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mezcal and tequila are two different things.
And I think
don't ask me what's the difference.
I think I heard recently, too, like Cazadores is like one of the things you could buy at the store that's technically still tequila. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I forgot the fact, but I think it was like 1800 or something that's not technically not tequila.
Oh, it's not?
I think so, but.
Well, the worm.
It still tastes great.
Like, I think what we'll do is get a gummy worm.
And stick it in there.
Let's stick it in there and make it seem like it's real.
That'd be a cool, like, bottle idea. Like, just get a bottle of, like a house bottle of tequila.
And just
then
stick a worm in there?
Like a gummy worm, and then just for show.
So, what did you bring us in that tequila bottle?
That's 1800. No, that's Cazadores. I made it with Cazadores.
And what is
then that? I might have some there.
It's tequila. It's Cazadores with Grand Marnier, sweet and sour.
And you just serve it right over ice.
Ice, yeah.
Hmm.
That sounds really good. Now, do you guys do anything, like, with... farmers markets, you do anything like that? You guys are out there? No. Any kind of food trucks or anything?
No, none of that.
Now, how about side dishes? I know you have the potatoes. Do you do, and rice, do you have anything else, like a pasta or anything like that?
No, we have vegetables? Just the rice, the beans. We have, that's really it. We don't really have any side.
So how do you make the potatoes? I just seen the potatoes out of the corner of my eye. I'll probably try some.
The potatoes,
I'll be there first.
We boil them.
Okay.
And then we cut them in pieces. They stick them in the oil, and then they take them out, and then they put a red sauce over them.
Oh, wow.
And then just cheese sprinkled on top.
They're very delicious.
Yeah, they're very good. They're very soft, yeah.
Do any tres leche?
Not for the restaurant.
No. Can you tell us what it is?
Tres leches, it's
a cake. She says it much better than me.
She does. Pastel de tres leches?
Yeah.
What it is, it's a cake, and then they put three different kind of milks on there. They make like little holes on there, and then they put it around there, and then it's a very moist cake.
Now, when you talk about beers, because you have a bar there and stuff, do you do anything with the breweries that are around here, like Crown Brewery or Figure Eight? I mean, do you do anything like that?
No, deal
with them. You just go with the domestics,
yeah,
mainly?
Yeah, we go just with the domestic ones, important ones. We have, it's called Michelada.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Bloody Mary mix. I make my own Bloody Mary mix.
You guys make everything.
Yeah. So I make my own Bloody Mary mix, and we mix it with the beer.
Okay.
Now, how spicy is your Bloody Mary mix?
Spicy enough.
Pretty spicy. Okay. Yeah. I like my Bloody Marys.
Oh, do you? No, yeah. Yeah. Our spicy, yeah.
Like a lot mine's of pepper.
Spicy. Yeah, mine's spicy.
So you carry Mexican brews, Mexican beers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are they imported? Now, do you, when you do the Pepsi and Coke in the bottle, do you get the Mexican style one with the?
I don't carry none of that stuff because okay. I mean we don't have no kids.
I just saw those boxes. I thought maybe that's.
No, that's Budweiser.
Okay, that's Budweiser. So, is there like a Mexican wine? I mean, that you would say that like in Greece we know Retsina is a. Which is nasty is a wine, you know. Mm-hmm. They is there any kind?
No, I don't think Mexicans drink wine.
Really?
You would think they would. No, we drink tequila, but no wine.
So, what wines do you carry?
We carry Merlot, we carry White Zinfandel, and Chardonnay.
Now, this sangria here is totally different. See, I used to work at an Italian restaurant. Uh-huh. We used to make it, but it never had a kick like this. I think it was just wine and juice and some fruits. Now, what did you do different to this? Because
one,
if you drink it, you can feel it kick you in the head a little bit.
Yeah, that one is, well, one of my customers named it after me because it's a regular sangria. And then that one's a Mari sangria because...
A Mari sangria.
That's what the customer called it. It just has a little bit of different alcohol, different liqueurs, and then different juices, and then different fruit.
I'm going to have to taste that. Like,
you didn't try that?
A little sip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have tasted a little.
Is it tequila or rum?
It has everything.
So it's almost like a,
like
Long Island sangria.
But instead of putting Coke and...
I don't even know how to make it.
Yeah,
sweet and sour.
Yeah, instead of
triple
sec
and all that kind of stuff.
I put juices in there and fruit.
I'll have to taste it. I'm still on the clock, so I'll have like
get
a little
your
sip.
Z
but
at
like,
the same time that way.
Oh, yeah. Trying to fight a little sore throat here.
Mm-hmm. if it doesn't soothe it, it'll soothe it in your mind.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah,
it's one or the other. Tony's sitting here grabbing those chips. He thought everything was delicious. He came down from the TV area just to
eat some. I need to taste the chips, too. There's a lot I haven't tasted.
Yeah, oil.
Yet. Like, yeah.
Do you use any kind of special oils? I mean, sometimes at the Mexican restaurants, they use grapeseed oil. They use all kinds of different. What do? What you guys
say? No, they usually use just a regular oil.
Okay.
To cook
it. Is it like a vegetable oil?
Yeah,
like,
vegetable oil.
Now, we were talking earlier about another kind of oil that you were using that was had vinegar in it or something like that.
No, we have those for like our, we have a chicken salad. We use vinegar and oil for the chicken salads.
Oh, you make chicken salad?
Yeah, we make our own, yeah.
Well, tell us about some different
the,
things that you have
chicken,
on the menu.
The chicken salad, it's grilled onions, grilled pepper, chicken, and then it's a salad with just carrots, lettuce, and then it's marinated like in a vinegar and oil.
What other salads do you have?
That's it. We only have one chicken salad.
Okay. I mean, do you have like tossed green salads and things
or
like that?
Steak salad?
No, we just have that salad and we have the taco salad, but that's like in a bowl.
Yeah.
But that's about.
What about soups?
Soups, we have the menudo.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, it's called caldo xochitl.
What's that?
It's a chicken soup, okay. But it's shredded chicken with rice and green spicy sauce.
Mm. That sounds good. Folks,
if you're really sick good. And you have that.
They'll open up your sinus.
Yeah. Ooh, that
oh, is it
really
like
good.
That? Got a little bit of a kick to it?
Mm-hmm.
We got about 10 minutes left. 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift card from My Little Ranch. Marcella's here with her friend Valerie to give out some gift cards. And a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
That's two nights or one big night.
Well, know. One day, just traveling around the region.
Yeah, there you go.
Especially when it gets nice out, which is supposed to get nice out pretty
I'm
soon.
Hoping. Yeah.
I'm hoping too. How about catering? Do you offer like a catering menu of any sort? Or
we don't have a menu for that, but if customers have asked, mm-hmm. we do have something called mini burritos.
Mm-hmm.
It's steak, bacon, cheese, a little bit of sauce. And they're very good for appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken fajitas, steak fajitas. We have all that as catering.
So you, someone mentioned like pork nachos. Do you offer like any other nachos? Is there like an ultimate nacho? Or?
We have the pork nachos. We have steak nachos. Mm. So, but they're not the chips from the chips that we give out. They're flat. So it looks like a pizza.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They don't come out with the chips. They're like a...
So it's almost on like a plate then?
Yeah, it comes mm-hmm. like in a round plate and they're flat and then they put whatever you want on there.
And you had a, like a white cheese sauce?
Well, it's Chihuahua cheese. They put the Chihuahua cheese on top.
And what is, isn't Chihuahua cheese a little bit creamier? than regular cheese? I mean, what makes it different? Isn't it more like a mozzarella almost?
Mozzarella, I think mozzarella doesn't have a flavor to it.
Right.
Chihuahua cheese has more of a flavor.
And what other cheeses are popular in Mexico, except for the Chihuahua? Is there another one?
It's called queso añejo.
Yeah, queso cheese.
That's a crumbly cheese.
Yeah, in the grocery store they used to say, hey, you got queso cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we started making loaded fries. What we do is the French fries, and before we put the cheese on top, we put bacon.
Ooh.
We put bacon on them, and then we put the American cheese, and then the Chihuahua cheese, and then cilantro all over it.
Now, since you got like your establishment there is more of a 21-year-old older, do you do any kind of like live entertainment or anything like that? Do you guys do anything like that?
No, we don't do that.
No.
He, my brother-in-law, wants to keep it more calm down.
How about the other place?
No, they don't have that either.
Okay.
So when you walk in, like, I've never been there before. Mm-hmm. Do you want to like describe, like, is it like a darker atmosphere since it's 21?
It's a little It's a little bit darker. You know, I try to keep my bar a little bit more of a darker place.
Mm-hmm.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4 TVs in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the dining room has a couple of other TVs.
Is there like a lot of windows, natural light, or is it more?
Yeah, there's a big window, and all around in the restaurant area.
And then the bar has a big window.
Yeah, you get a lot of natural light.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So you got any, like, is there anything coming down the road where you might be expanding or doing anything different, or?
Not for right now.
Not for right now? Mm-hmm. It's enough for you, right?
Yeah, it's enough for me. I'm the only one that works there, almost.
And how long have you guys been established?
This June will be 25 years that my brother-in-law, Sam, opened up
the first one, Rin Low.
But in August will be 4 years at the little one.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be 4 years.
So what are, like, some of the biggest challenges you face running a restaurant?
The servers, because they've been around for so many years. I was here at the original one, but I left for 10 years.
Okay.
So it took me 10 years of customers that I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of customers, I noticed that they don't like changes.
Right.
So they knew somebody else was coming in town. They didn't know me. So I just had to kind of win them over.
Okay.
And I have. I mean, there's a few customers. They go to the both places. When they have their kids, they'll go to the big one. When they don't have their kids, they'll come to the small one.
Okay.
Now, have you retained a lot of your employees? Have they been around for a while? Do you get any kind of big turnover?
I do get a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
For the same reason that, you know, it's how we work is different than other restaurants. We work as a team.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of them are not used to working that way.
And you guys do, like, carry out for lunches and stuff?
Yeah, we have
How's that work? Do you get, like, the DoorDash or anything like that to come to your place and get any of that food?
Yeah, a lot of people come in. They order. A lot of people order through the phone.
Or, like, Grubhub. Do you get them to come in or anything like that?
What's that?
No, I don't think so.
No. Recently, we've been getting door. It's like a service.
So yeah, you get your favorite food from a restaurant brought to your home.
No. Like
it's like
Uber?
A third party almost.
Like Uber?
Yeah.
No.
Uber Eats.
Not yet.
Yeah. Lately, I've been getting DoorDash. I mean, I haven't signed up for anything, but every once in a while.
Do they have to talk to the establishment? Or?
I guess DoorDash doesn't.
Yeah,
but I
guess they're just paying for the food.
They're just paying for the food.
So they go pick it up?
They pick it up and take it to someone's house, and then that person pays, I don't even know.
Delivery fee?
They pay a delivery. I mean, that's more your generation. My generation worries about every dollar. You guys don't care.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
You know, I want a McDonald's shake. You know, I guess I'll get DoorDash to go get it for me. Now the shake costs, you know, $20.
I was in Chicago one time and we ordered Burger King, or we're going to order Burger King, and I think we ordered like a couple Whoppers. Or I don't know if I could say official name. It was a couple burgers. Yeah. And it was like $30.
Wow.
To get it to our place. And it was like right down the street.
You could have went to my little ranch and spent $30.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Well, that's another thing. You know, people don't realize that when you go to the big franchises and the big establishments, their prices for what you get is very, very high.
They are.
When you look at it, like weigh it out. But when you go to places like my place or like your place.
A small town.
Small town, small restaurant, usually a mom and pop place. Usually the quality is much, much higher. I mean, we do a lot of things from scratch.
Uh-huh.
From talking to you, Marcella, in my little ranch. You guys do a lot from scratch, mm-hmm. too. And usually you get a bigger portion, too.
Yeah.
You know, for your dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like you said.
Yeah,
you
definitely,
know,
definitely appreciate from the scratch. And talking about my generation a little bit, like my generation.
You gave me an evil look.
My generation is really starting to appreciate more authentic places that make their own stuff from scratch. Mm-hmm. Like
people like, you probably know Chef Nick. You can look online and like, you know, Gordon Ramsay's teaching classes for free. Like everyone's like a chef nowadays, and you get definitely got to like step up in that regard. And people are like, oh, is this store bought? Blah blah blah. But.
So let me ask you this: you've been doing this your whole life. Was there anyone along the way that you would say was like a teacher, a mentor that guided you, that kept you going? Anyone? Who do you think?
Well, in my family, the majority of us were always in restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was, my brother was, all of us were. I worked in office. They didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I went back into restaurant business. My brother-in-law is the one, you know, the owner is the one that taught me from the beginning. He was my manager. Mm-hmm. He was a boss. So he's the one that really taught me how to work. Then, you know, he moved over here, and then I kind of followed him for a couple of years. But I was never really a person that will sit down on my butt and do nothing.
So he was kind of the person, like, if there was a situation, you would watch him go through the situation. So if you had the situation, you would kind of emulate it, or you understand how
I mean, I have learned a lot from him in the business-wise. But I think this one, it's more of me trying to do everything I can for the restaurant.
So recipes, like, do they come from, like...
From the... A lot of them are from him.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the recipes are from him.
So it's not so much, like, hand-me-down recipes. It's, like, he created a lot of the menu.
No, he created a lot of the recipes. And then now that I'm here, I'm there, I've created a
couple Now you're dabbling. You're and it's fun. It's fun
to create food.
Yeah. Not even about the taste, but the visual. And then when you see a customer like Valerie eat it, and they're happy, that's gratification right
there.
It's
just like me. They gave me a recipe of the corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
I seen the recipe, and I said, you know what? I'm going to change it up. And I changed up the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year was okay. The second year was a lot better.
So you guys...
I kind of... You know, I'm the kind of person, if you give me a recipe, I look at it, and I'll say, okay, you know what? Yeah. This needs something else.
Right.
So I kind of put
So you guys have corned beef at the restaurant?
Just this year, too.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day, I was looking everywhere for corned beef.
We had it.
Everyone was out, or they didn't serve it.
Yeah.
So we're down to the last couple minutes. Why don't you tell us briefly the address that you're at, you know, your phone number, Facebook. You know the address? No?
Okay.
That's fine. Tell us your hours of operation, your phone numbers.
We start at 11 o'clock in the morning. We close between 8:30 and 9. The phone number is 219-690-3945.
Okay, and you got a Facebook?
We have Facebook. You can follow us on My Little Ranch Facebook. Then we have Instagram, My Little Ranch.
And anything you'd like to say before we go?
I just want to thank everybody that has been with me for this past 4 years. We got to keep on going.
We got to keep on
Valerie,
going. What do you got to chime in and say something about their place?
Oh, it's just a great place to go to. The people are friendly. You walk out of there with a new friend. Like, you know, it's just awesome. Great atmosphere, great people.
Well, we want to thank you, Marcella, and you, Valerie, for stopping in.
Thank
I know
you
you're busy. I mean, you're in the restaurant. You probably go to work all night, just like we are. For taking time out to come into the
studio. Well, thank you for inviting
us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And I want to thank the people out there that you know, call in, you know, always call in.
Mm-hmm. And I apologize if the beginning of the show I didn't get anybody, but
we're real busy.
All the phone lines.
So we'll see you next week. We're going to have Crown Brewery on, talk about the Crown Brew Fest in Crown Point. And Jose, you want to take the reins of the horse?
I'll go back.
Why don't you drive back? You know what? Because I had the sangria. I had a bunch of food. I'm tired.
Yep, no drinking and driving here. Yeah. Nope.
So we want to thank everyone out there. And all I got to say is ciao.
All right.